So you'll see that the court is having conferences much less frequently than it used to. So it's only about one day a month for most of the year, with extra conferences in June and occasionally another one thrown in. As you look at orders, you can see that what I've talked to you about in the past, about the conveyor belt, is in some ways broken. So forget what I've told you in past years. It does work for cases in which the court denies petition without requesting a response, or for petitions that need to go to a conference. Conferences are so infrequent, it appears that sometimes the court is not even discussing whether to request briefs on the merit or whether to grant cases at any particular conference, that they're only focusing on opinions. You also need to know that opinions rarely come out now the week of conference. You can see the week conference weeks marked on the court's calendar on the website, and usually it bumps a week or 2 weeks after that. So let's look a little bit at the flow. Next slide, please. This won't surprise you in terms of opinions. Very few opinions in September and October and November. That's because the court has cleaned its deck of all argued cases by the end of June. And so you're going to have arguments in that time period. Some of those will trickle out in the middle of the year, but most of them are going to issue in April, May, and June. So we are waiting right now for 14 more opinions. I expect to see them by the end of June. And I guess one thing I will say about the pandemic and the ransomware attack is it doesn't really seem to be affecting the work of the court and its output. Let's look at the next slide. So when does the court grant? So when are they having conferences to consider whether to grant or deny a case after full briefing on the merits? And we're going to see that flanking the summer break. So you'll see a lot in June, a lot in August and September. A few kind of in December, January to fill some of those spring oral argument slots. But mostly it's going to be clustered on either end of the summer break. Next slide, we're going to look at when briefing on the merits requests go out. Those are also flanked the summer. And then you'll see some concentrated in December and January. So if you're sitting around in March, April, May, you may not see anything happening on a case where you're waiting after full briefing on the merits to see whether your case is going to get granted or denied. Next slide. Okay, let's look a little bit at some of the basic docket items. Next slide. In terms of petition filings, petition filings have increased. They were 981 last year. The court's on track to have about 900 this year. You know, way back in the day, they used to get about 1,100, and then it dropped to 800, and it's been steadily creeping up. I think we're seeing more of a rise because there are increased filings in parental termination cases where parents are now have a statutory right to representation all the way up to the Texas Supreme Court. The grant rate last year was about 9%, the year before 12%, and I think what we do see is sort of a sine curve over the years where it hovers between 9 and 11 on a pretty regular basis. Next slide. Mandamus petitions are pretty steady at 200. The grant rate last year was pretty low, but generally it's about 6%. Next slide. And how long does it take? Petitions for review take about 5 months on average, and we're going to talk about that in a second, and mandamus petitions take about 3 months. Well, you know, 5 months average for petition review is not a very useful number because more than half of the petitions are denied very quickly without the court asking for a response. And Don and I were talking about this, and he came up with, I guess, a scatter plot point where he was able to determine where the clumps were. So let's look at the next slide for cases as they proceeded through the court. Because here's what you see. 60% of the cases are going to be disposed of within about a month and a half. And those are just the DOA cases. They're dead on arrival. The 20% where the court denies the petition after getting response, but not asking for full briefs, You're looking at about 5 months. But if you're doing full briefing and you're going all the way to a grant or deny after a full briefing, you're looking at about a year. So that is much more helpful in terms of being able to tell your client, how long is this going to take? You can at least give them that average instead of the other number, which really just doesn't translate to most of the cases most of the people who are watching this video are going to be handling. Let's look at the next slide.